Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, over the past 2 years during the COVID-19 pandemic, thousands of blood drives around the country have had to be canceled. Donors have had to stay away. It has resulted in a dire shortage of blood nationwide, and the Department of Veterans Affairs National Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drive campaign is encouraging Americans who can donate to please do so and help combat the nation's critical shortage of life-saving blood. Joining us right now, the co-chair of the VA National Blood Drive and chief medical officer at VA Bedford Healthcare System, Dr. Shilpa Runga. Dr. Runga, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
I mean, as I said, there has been just a real shortage of blood drives, thus a shortage of life-saving blood. How bad is the situation right now?
Yeah. So, you know, since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, which is over 2 years now, more than 20% of the U.S. blood drives have been canceled. And we anticipate a difficult summer collection as well because of the schools being released for summer break and, you know, more and more of our workforce going on a hybrid or a remote work setting. And overall, that has contributed to decrease in the number of overall blood drives and subsequently leading to fewer donations. People still get sick. You know, we still have accidents, and we find, you know, the people, they find themselves in hospitals in need of blood. We are anticipating a higher need for blood as the COVID restrictions are further relaxed nationwide and more people travel, especially during the upcoming summer months, and that would lead to more accidents. Typically, you know, about 20% of our nation's community blood centers need to have at least 3 days of supply, and right now we have about 2 days or less of the needed blood.
Boy, that's not a good situation at all. What is the VA doing to help replenish the blood supply?
Yeah, so VA has teamed up with all the blood collection centers across the nation to give blood. Together, we share one message that it is safe to give blood and that you cannot get or give COVID through a blood donation. You can give blood no matter your vaccination status. You can give blood even if you've recovered from COVID-19. To date, more than 109 VA medical centers have registered to host nearly 350 blood drives since December of 2021. And besides that, if you go to a blood collection center and you're donating for the Roll Up Your Sleeve VA campaign, you say that 5,500 of our donors have already gone and given blood, of which 641 are first-time donors. This effort is part of our fourth mission to back up the national healthcare system in times of disaster, and it helps VA continue to serve veterans who need blood or blood products during this public health crisis.
You know, we often talk about blood drives and the need for blood as we're doing this morning. I'm not sure everybody always knows, though, what the blood is used for. Why is it so important that we donate blood? Help us understand that a little bit.
Absolutely. So, you know, we need blood every day. In fact, every 2 seconds, someone in our country needs blood. The blood collected, what we are collecting, is not exclusively for use of the veteran health care facilities, but it's actually overall replenishing the national blood supply. It's for everyone. You know, we need blood for the accidents we face. We need blood if it's a complicated childbirth. A lot of reasons for even organ transplantation. So a lot many more reasons why hospitals need blood.
Who can be a blood donor? What are some of the restrictions and some of the things that we need to know about if we're considering giving blood?
So many people can donate blood. About 65% of our Americans can donate. And here's the thing. Even if you're not able to donate, you can support a local blood drive. We need first-time donors and more diverse donors. You know, if you've had a positive COVID-19 diagnostic test or you suspect you have COVID, the FDA asks you to refrain from donating for the first 10 days after the complete resolution of symptoms, but you can then go ahead and donate blood. Even if you're not vaccinated, you can go and donate blood.
Hopefully this has motivated some folks to become blood donors or to resume being blood donors. I think a lot of people, you know, were in the habit of giving blood and then during COVID sort of fell out of that habit. Where can people go for more information or to arrange to be a blood donor?
Yeah, so VA has hosted blood drives and we are scheduling blood drives on a rolling basis. So please contact your local VA Medical Center for more information. If you're not able to go to a local VA, you can go to a local blood collection center, and all you need to do is go and say you are giving blood for Roll Up Your Sleeve VA campaign, and your donation will be linked to the VA national campaign. And last but not the least, please share your blood donation on the social media so you can encourage your family and your friends to go and donate blood.
Absolutely. Something that we all ought to be thinking about doing. Dr. Rungta, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me here.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.